She pulled away.
Don't.
What? Puzzled, he stared at her. Don't what? What do you mean?
Don't diminish me, Anakin, she said, and smeared her cheeks dry with one unsteady hand. Don't think that because I'm upset, because I turn to you for comfort, that it means I'm weak or incapable of carrying out my duties.
I'm not. I don't think that.
No?
Now her eyes were challenging.
Are you sure?
He had no hope of hiding anything from her.
Okay, so I want to protect you. What's wrong with that? You're my wife, Padme. I love you, and I'll do anything to keep you safe. Is that a crime?
She kissed him, a swift, sweet pressure of her lips on his.
No, of course not. But I'm not just your wife, Anakin. I'm a Republic senator. I don't have the right to hide from the truth, no matter how brutal and ugly it is.
He frowned. And what is the truth?
That our only hope of winning this war was not letting it start in the first place.
She punched him gently on the chest.
Anakin, I hated every second of that tour this morning, and I hated seeing what those bomb blasts did to their victims. But I'm not sorry I saw it. I don't wish I hadn't gone. I'm heartbroken by the suffering and the waste. There's a difference. Do you understand that?
Slowly, he nodded.
Yes, but do you understand what it does to me seeing you cry over it? Don't you know that your pain is my pain, that it kills me knowing you might have been in danger? Padme, if anything happened to you, I'd lose my mind.
She took his flesh and blood hand and held it.
Oh, Anakin, don't be silly. We're going to grow old together, my love.
Well, she pulled a comical face.
Almost. Since I'm 5 years your senior, actually, I'm going to grow old first, but the point is that we...
He pressed his black-gloved fingers to her mouth.
No, he whispered. The point is that without you, Padme, I'm nothing. Without you, Anakin Skywalker doesn't exist.
He watched her eyes widen and fill with tears, watched those tears tremble on her lashes, then fall to wet her pale cheeks.
Don't say that, Anakin. Don't ever say that.
Why not? It's the truth. She bit her lip as she struggled for composure.
Are you staying tonight?
Leaning forward, she rested her forehead against his.
Stay tonight, she whispered. We'll exist in each other.
I can't, he said, hating himself. I can't even stay 5 more minutes. I have to get back to the temple. She drew away, her eyes abruptly bleak.
You're leaving?
Yes. Bothawi's under threat from Grievous. I'm going to stop him. The mission's top secret. You can't let on, you know. Despite his pain, he smiled. Padme, they've given me a battle group. My own cruiser, the Resolute.
I see.
She stood and wandered a few paces to stare across the glittering cityscape. The droids had discreetly withdrawn. They were alone.
And Obi-Wan?
He's staying here. He was hurt pretty bad.
Oh.
But I will need R2.
Yes, she said, of course.
He joined her, slid his arms around her from behind. She didn't melt against him as she usually did. Instead, she felt brittle.
My own command, Padme. A chance at last to show the Council what I can do.
She didn't answer. He tightened his embrace.
Aren't you pleased for me? Be pleased for me, my love. I want to,
she said, her voice low.
But I'm too frightened.
Don't be, he said, cajoling, and turned her to face him.
I'll be fine. I'll be... Anakin.
She was right. He was patronizing her, humoring her as though she were a child. I'm sorry.
Oh, my darling, she whispered. Don't be sorry. Be careful. Come back.
He framed her face with his hands. Always. I will never abandon you, Padme. They kissed then, desperately, and held each other hard until he had to go.